big goals, key saves, and post-game comments all in one place. This is CBJ Rewind. Here's your host, Zachary Rodier.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Carolina Hurricanes 6-3 at Nationwide Arena in the final game of the regular season for Columbus. With around 4 minutes into the game, Luca Del Belbalu scored his first NHL goal in his debut to put the Blue Jackets up 1-0.
Here come the Blue Jackets on the rush. Del Belbalu with the puck on his stick, takes a shot, and he scores! Luca Del Belbalu, one shot, one NHL goal!
A little over a minute later, Zach Werenski made it 2-0 with a goal.
And he gets it to Kirill Marchenko. Shot save made. Rebound! Score! It is Werenski! And the Zach Attack makes it a 2-0 game!
Around 7 minutes into the first, Jesperi Kotkaniemi and the Hurricanes scored to make it a one-goal game. And with 2 minutes left in the frame, Teuvo Teravainen tied the game for Carolina. But with 59 seconds left in the period, James Malatesta regained the lead for the Jackets.
And it's won by the Blue Jackets. Matthew Olivier puts it in front, and there's a score! Malatesta came over to finish it after Olivier powered it to the crease. And the Blue Jackets, in the final minute, have retaken the lead. It's now 3-2. James Malatesta with his second NHL goal.
Around halfway through the second, Teravainen and Carolina tied the game at 3-3 on the power play, but with 8 minutes left in the period, Johnny Gaudreau got the Jackets back on top.
Back out to the right point, Werenski, he shoots it this time, save made. Johnny Gaudreau with the rebound, and a wraparound off the backhand and in! Johnny Gaudreau puts the Blue Jackets back on top. It is 4-3.
With the secondary assist on that goal, Werenski became the first Blue Jackets defenseman to ever tally 46 helpers in a season. 47 seconds into the third, Alex Nylander gave the Blue Jackets a 5-3 lead.
Now another opportunity, and there's a score from the side of the net. It's Alex Nylander able to tuck it by Spencer Martin. And the Blue Jackets extend their lead. It's now 5-3.
With 39 seconds left in the game, Werenski scored his second of the night to make it 6-3 for Columbus.
Zach will pick it up. He comes in on the right side, shoots, and he scores! Zach Werenski gets his second of the game. And the Blue Jackets now lead 6-3.
That goal from Werenski tied a Seth Jones Blue Jackets record of most points by a defenseman in a season with 57 points. And the goal also led to the Blue Jackets' 6-3 win in their final game of the season. After the game, Del Belbalu discussed the feeling of scoring his first NHL goal on his very first shot.
I mean, I just came out of the box, picked up some speed, and walked in and shot it, and went in. So, yeah, it was a great feeling, and good to get that one early.
Blue Jackets head coach Pascal Vincent then shared his thoughts on the final Blue Jackets win of the season.
The best moment was, there was a few, right? So Del Belbalu's first shift scores a goal. Zach Werenski ties the record. But the message today was, we're going to compete as hard as we can. And we owe it to our fans. We owe it to the jersey we wear. And been saying that next year, starting now, still evaluating the character of our team and the people, how they manage those moments. But winning that game in front of our fans, last game of the season, that's the cherry on the cake.
With the win, the Blue Jackets wrap up their 2023-24 season, ending the campaign 27-43-12. As the season comes to an end, I want to thank everyone for their support and for listening to CBJ Rewind all season long. I hope you enjoyed it. It was an absolute pleasure hosting the show this year. For the final time this season, with CBJ Rewind, I'm Zachary Rodier.